chapter 2. Been talking the last few weeks about spiritual guidance, spiritual instruction. The title of my message tonight may answer a little bit. They don't get it. They don't get it. We should do stuff, folks, as a child of God that they just don't get. We should get some stuff that they just don't get. Let's read the verses. Everybody stand, if you will, honor reading God's Word. I know we got a business meeting tonight, but I believe this message will be all right if it takes me a little bit longer than what you might think. Verse 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yea, he himself is judged of no man. Yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this day. Lord, I thank you for your word. Lord, we should not just be religious robots. We should be people that have the Holy Spirit of God, the creator of all the earth, all the heavens, man included. We should have His Holy Spirit speaking to us each and every day, guiding, leading, directing, informing, directing our path to new and greater things in our lives. Lord, are we different than the world? Will they look at us and wonder what we have that they don't have? Will they look at us and just not get it? Or there are things that they don't get. There are things that we get. Lord, help us tonight just to see the truth, see the simplistic thought of this message. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We've talked about the Holy Spirit, and really we stuck with chapter 2, the power of the Holy Spirit. Then we talked about there in verse 9, what is possible that God can reveal to us, the revelation, 9 through 11. And then we talked a couple of weeks ago about the instruction of the Holy Spirit. And then last week we went off out of 1 Corinthians. We went to John chapter 16. We talked about the purpose of the Holy Spirit. Now, if we lived, see how I can put this. If we could take a teenage boy and say, okay, you show me, tell me how you could live perfectly. And they would say, Brother Leon, I'd like a new car. I'd like for mom and dad to give me this, 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 seat, and I'd like that chair that everybody, I want a chair, I want this place, I want this, this, and this. But that's not what God gives us. He gives us something even better. He gives us His Spirit. It indwells us, and it helps us through life. Now, Billy Joel, I don't know what song it was, he said that sinners, or the saints, should enjoy going to heaven a whole lot more than sinners do going to hell. But by the looks of a lot of y'all's face, I'm not sure it's true. We should be happy to be on our way to heaven and serving God along the way, because He walks with me and He talks with me all along life's road, right? But I don't know whether we're there or not. And I want to ask you tonight, why don't they get it? Why don't they get it that you come to church on Sunday night? Why don't they get it that you would take 30, 45 minutes out of your day to read the Word of God and to pray? Do you now? If you do they get why you do that? No, they don't. Why? Well, the text tells us that the natural man receiveth not the Spirit of God. Right? My first point is what they ain't got. What do they not have? What does the lost man have that we don't have? Or that we have. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. What does the lost man not have that we do have? The Spirit. I want to tell you, this might just like be the thing that just kind of eludes you, but we have eternal life. I mean, I know you know that. But don't forget that. The lost world does not have that. So that when they get on the road and hit a slick spot and tumble and have a wreck, they don't know they're going to heaven. We do. Well, Rick, are you talking about death? No, where's your hope at? Is it here? Or is it there? I mean, really? Go spend 60, 70, 80 years here, you know, if things go, and maybe 90, 100 if you're lucky. You'll spend quadrillions and quadrillions of years in heaven praising Jesus Christ. Which one sounds better to you? Sitting on the beach in the Bahamas with warm and a good ice cold Pepsi? I know y'all say tea, but I said Pepsi. Or on your knees before Jesus going, "Thank you, Lord, for saving me." Which one sounds best to you? I'm just asking because I'm just not sure that we're thinking what we got and what they ain't got. What else do they not have? I got it like this. What they ain't got. I wanted to sound good in country, right? And Brother Leon said the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. I get that. They don't know Jesus Christ in a relationship. Jesus said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you," right? They don't know that when they're in a tough spot, they don't have the Savior that said, "Come unto me, all ye that are what? Weary and heavy laden, and I will." They don't have that. They ain't got that. But we don't act like we got it either sometimes. I mean, I'm just, like I say, just stating the truth. But when we get it, we know the difference. I mean, you can tell the difference. Now, I've said this before. You go to the funeral of a lost person and go to the funeral of a saved person, and I'm here to tell you, you can tell the distinct difference. I've done the funerals. I ain't been pastoring for a real long time, but I've been to the ones that are lost, ain't got a chance of giving me a even a note of a profession of faith, except for, well, Mama went to church. Or Grandma went to church and she got baptized when she was 7 or 8. And that's all she's got. And they look, she may have been saved. He may have been saved. Whoever I'm not alluding to any specific person. I'm just telling you, if you're faithful to God, you got a testimony, the world will see what you put your trust and faith in. And it will actually show what you have and what they ain't got. I wrote this down. I'm trying to be quick, but it's really hard because we got so much stuff. We have the mind of Jesus Christ. It tells us there at the end of that, it says, but we have the mind of Christ. How many of y'all have thought that, you know, I've got a Christ-like thinking going on in my mind? Well, what about this? I'm going to take a shoebox. I'm going to buy $30, $20. I don't know how much it costs to fill them up. She does that. I just tell her, let her do it. You know, hey, get 20, whatever it costs, and just fill it, and let's send it to some people we don't even know. And be thankful that God allows you to do that. And say, we got 20, got 30. Oh, we need to do some more. Honey, go fill a couple more up. And see, I'm bad about that because I've told y'all since from the beginning, I'm a starter. I get people started doing stuff and then I just watch it go. Always been that way. I'm trying to change, but I'm not sure it's happening. That's not a spiritual thing, so I don't know whether, Brother Harvey, that the Lord's going to get in on that or not. Give Him time. Yeah, another 20 years we might get there. But look here, folks. There is things that we have in our mind, if we'll let the Spirit of God talk to us, that Jesus wants to say, this is what I want you to do. This is how I want you to treat that person. I want you to love that person. I told you the story, and I know it. I don't know it to be true. I heard it to be true. Man had his daughter, 13, 14, 15 years old, brutally raped, brutally murdered. They caught the guy in the trial. They decided that they were going to put him to death. I don't remember how they were going to think it was by lethal injection. And guy comes to his pastor and he said, "You know what? I just don't know whether I can feel bad about this." He said, "I don't know whether Jesus would want me to feel bad about this man, you know, being put to death." And he said, "Well, have you forgiven him?" He said, "Well," he said, "yeah." "Okay." And the guy said, "What do you mean, preacher?" He said, "I have forgiven him, but it's almost like I want him to be put to death." The preacher said, Hey, look, if you truly have forgiven him, there's nothing wrong with justice happening." He said, "Well, that's not right." "I think it is. Because what we talked about last week, the Holy Spirit will teach us of sin or reprove us of sin, righteousness, and of..." Anybody remember? Starts with a J. Judgment. God will judge sin. And we on earth should be a picture of God's kingdom. And yes, if a man does something like that, he should get judged. But we should forgive them and love them while justice is being going on. How does that happen? I'm telling you, we got something that they ain't got. We can do it. Now, we don't always do it as Christians. Second point tonight. What do we have? Well, we've already talked about some of them, so we can go right on through this. We have the Spirit of God. We have the ability to say, "Hey, I'm going to heaven." And we have the Holy Spirit that, as John says, that would tell us that we should know. Now look at the Spirit. Look at the Scriptures here. I don't want you to think I'm just running off and leaving the Scriptures tonight. "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. They are" what? "Foolishness." Posting Bible verses on Facebook. I got a friend that he tags me every time I say something kind of stout about something. He'll, "Well, you can't even believe the Bible." I've been doing better without, I haven't lashed out. I've learned to try to just pray for him and just continue to do what I'm doing. Now, Facebook is not church and all that. I get that. But they don't get it, folks. But we need to be getting it. Because we got stuff that they don't get. We can actually read, because it's what it's saying here. It says their foolishness neither. Excuse me. "Neither can he know them because they are" what? "Spiritually discerned." You can discern right from wrong according to God's will. You can discern whether you're right according to God's will or your flesh. There are some path directions that you want. Now, that word discernment, I like that word because that's... Y'all ain't never scrutinized anybody, have you? Why does everybody look up here funny when I said that word? That's unusual. Scrutinize. Y'all ain't never like looked at somebody and went, "Don't know about that." Just by y'all looking up here, I don't even have to explain that. But you scrutinize, and that's spiritually discerned. We're talking about the Holy Spirit giving us the ability to discern, to scrutinize. In other words, we should know what movies we should and shouldn't watch. Amen, preacher. Y'all don't believe that? Huh? Hey, you should be able to scrutinize where you should be, teenagers. Now, I'm not normally this honest about my past life. I talked to a guy about it the other day. A lot of my friends wanted me to hang around with them, Leon. You know why? Because I looked older and I could walk into a liquor store and buy liquor without even being carded. And I had friends that were within one year of 21. They couldn't even go in there without them carding. He said, "Preacher, why are you telling us that?" I allowed myself to get in on that crowd, and then I became emboldened by it. Should I have been there, Chance? Should I have been coming out of them liquor stores with cases of beer? I allowed myself to be there. See, I had a free will. See, God gives you a free will. You teenagers. Hey, what about them video games? I've talked to you about them video games, right? Oh, preacher, don't. Hey, you should scrutinize. You should investigate those video games. Y'all thought this was going to be one of them praise the Lord. Y'all kept the funny look, so I kept going with it. I told you this morning, if I step on your toes enough, maybe what will happen, you'll be on your knees. And that's where we all should be all the time. Not all the time, but every day, thanking God for the Holy Spirit that helps us to scrutinize, to have a discernment of right and wrong. Adults, y'all thought I was going to leave y'all out. Don't say something about somebody that's spiritually hurting to a youth, to anybody. Now look, none of us are perfect. Not going to live this life without messing up, going to bump, go down a bump down the road. But look, you need the Holy Spirit. That's why you need to read the Bible. That's why you need to pray every day before you leave. And if you're like me, when I was working, even when I felt like my relationship with the Lord was good, when I went out and worked at UPS and stuff, I prayed on the way home. I don't know how much y'all know about UPS, but if you work at UPS, you better be praying. That is a high-pressure place to work. And I mean, I had people in my face. I was a supervisor, so I got all the good stuff. I prayed on the way home, Cole, because there was a couple of them guys I'd like to have just jacked up and just finished the whole deal. Just go ahead and fire me. Here's my key. I want you come over here. I mean, that's just the way it was. But we got something, folks, that they ain't got. Amen? I'm to my last point, so y'all just calm down. The last verse is kind of small, short, for who hath known the mind of the Lord. And again, we'll go back to this train of thought. Do you think you can think like Jesus? That's my question. I don't want to hear you answer out loud, but do you think you can think like Jesus? I see some almost people wanting to say, uh-uh. See, I've been around y'all long enough to where I've almost seen how you're going to answer even though you ain't answering. I've asked you, do you really think you can have the mind of Jesus? And I see some of y'all wanting to go, no, I don't think so. I'm here to tell you you can. Now, I didn't say you would be perfectly like Jesus. Didn't say that. But the Bible tells us what? Right here. And I mean, this is like deep theological stuff here. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Who hath known it? What's it say? That he may instruct him. Well, Paul gives the answer right here. But we have the mind of Christ. Well, I know what you're thinking. That's just Paul's opinion, right? Right? That's just Paul's opinion. Not really true, right, Cole? Let's go to Peter and see if he's got an opinion about this. First Peter. Maybe I'll quit right here. There's a good chance for a good spot for amen right there. First Peter, chapter 4. You know that Philippians chapter 2 says what? Let this mind, what? Be in you, which was, say it out loud. There's not a whole bunch of people going to hear you anyway, okay? Let's do. What did it say? Let this mind be in you, which was also in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Look at 1 Peter chapter 4. Peter says, for as much, verse 1, then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves. Now these verses are great. I've seen this morning and yesterday, and I'm like, that's what I'm looking for. With the same mind, for he has suffered in the flesh, has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh. Now this is talking about us. To the lust of men, to the will of God. Now who wants to do the will of God? Raise your hand up real high. I see. Now, we did this morning, Brother Leon. I'm going to ask you if you think, if you ask me a question I should wholeheartedly go want to do, and I go like this, as opposed to like this, which answer you think is more positive, this one or this one? Okay. All right. I'm not even going to ask. But I don't remember what the question was this morning, but they all went, yeah, I think so. But anyway, It's just, I'm just asking an outsider there. Okay, verse number 3. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. Now look, that's where I was at one time. But when I turned away from those things, I had some people wanting to know, now you've run with us all this time, Rick. Why are you turning away from all this stuff? Teenagers, I'm talking to y'all. If you don't have the intestinal fortitude, the backbone to stand for God, you won't have the intestinal fortitude or the backbone to turn away from evil. And I tell you what, it's pretty hard when you have friends, and I did it. I had 6 or 8 friends that were the friends that I hung around with all the time, and when I started doing right, I had to stop hanging around with them. Because had I kept hanging around with them, Miss Alice, I'd have kept doing the same thing that they were doing and that I was at one time doing with them. And it could be a small thing. I even find that true at church camp. So wait a minute. You didn't do all, no, I didn't do that bad stuff at church. But when I feel, and I get in a group of people and they start talking about, like in the wrong way, like start criticizing people, I'm just like, I'm just leaving. I'm good. Hey, they can talk about it if they want to. I'm getting out of there. What's it say in verse 5? Who shall give an account to him that who is ready to judge the quick and dead? You're going to give an account to Jesus Christ. For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to the men, to men in the flesh, but live according to the to God in the spirit. Now go back to our text and I'll close. Say amen right there. Oh, I get to keep going. Y'all didn't say amen quick enough. Look at verse 15. I want to just make sure that you don't think I'm running away from this text. It says in verse 15, but he that is spiritual judgeth all things. Now that verse does not say that you get to judge everything. What that verse is saying, you can make a call, a verdict. That's wrong, that's right. But you don't get to go to that person and say, I told you, you're wrong. It's not what that's saying. All that's saying is, the spiritual discernment that we talked about in verse 14 is giving you the instruction saying, hey, that's wrong, stay away from it. Hey, that's right, that's what I want you to do. And Jesus, you got that mind of Jesus, and Jesus is saying what? Go ahead, tell them about me. Ye shall be witnesses for me where? In Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the world. There are times when the Spirit of God will give you that discernment and you'll be able to judge, because it goes on to say, yet he himself judgeth no man. Now, remember, you've got something that they just don't get. Doesn't make you better, doesn't make you privileged. But I want to remind you tonight that you got something that they don't have. And there should be a difference between them in us. And not a difference of a suit and tie. Not a difference of church attendance and a Bible. You know, I told y'all this King James Version Bible, big old heavy Bible. I could probably hit somebody and maybe rattle them a little bit. But it's not about carrying a big old Bible. It's about the Bible being in you and you being able to move the world by what God has given you through the discernment of the Holy Spirit, through the reading of His Word. Let's all stand for a word of prayer. Father, I thank you again for this day. Thank you for your word. Lord, I really want to praise you and thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord, that probably tomorrow will reveal something that I maybe mess up on, maybe hopefully something small. But Lord, I also thank you that that whole same Holy Spirit will push me in the way that my Savior would want me to go to serve Him. And Lord, I pray for those people that don't get it. They don't know why we would spend the time to fill shoeboxes up, take the time to go and help paint and refurbish or build a building to bring more people in to hear about a book that they don't believe in, they don't trust, and a God that they haven't put their faith and trust in the plan of salvation and redemption that He sent His Son to forgive that very person or those very people of their sins and redeem them so they can have that indwelling of that Holy Spirit to give them the same instruction. Lord, they don't get it. But Lord, there's one thing I want to pray for tonight. I pray that we would pray that they do get it. I pray that they get the gospel, they get Jesus Christ. So help us tonight as we go out the doors. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.